Welcome to Geek, the podcast that is everything you need, if all you need is nerdy goodness. Every week, my co-host Luke and I discuss something to do with geek fandom. This week, the Star Wars Rebels trailer. Hi, and welcome back to Geek. My name is Alex, and with me, as always, is my co-host Luke. Say hi, Luke.
Hello.
What have you been doing for the past week?
Well, schoolwork mostly, because now that school started.
Yay.
Yep, lots of schoolwork, occasionally playing games, but not that much. I have to write an essay for Friday.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and I've not got that much done.
Well, good luck with that. Yeah, is it the essay about your computer?
Yeah, well, not about it, just like the process.
The water cooling.
Yeah.
What's the status of your water cooling, actually?
It still hasn't started because my graphics card hasn't been returned yet, because they're still, I guess, the process of making sure it's actually broken and then sending one back. And also, I need to get the inner tubing, the fluid.
Jeez.
And probably a bigger power supply, because mine's tiny.
Yikes, you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, that's a problem. But I heard from a few, well, former 10th graders, like, they finished their product the day before
the exhibition. Huh. Well, is the product actually graded, or is it your essay
in
your journal?
It's just the essay that's graded in the journal.
Hmm. Have you edited the videos yet, though?
No.
All that work I did.
Yeah, I still need to add audio on top. That's the problem.
Yeah, you write a script.
Yeah, and it took forever to get the video onto my laptop because it just didn't work. Because in the past, you could just drag and drop it, and then now it didn't. But I finally managed to. It was really annoying because the ports on my laptop, they're fiddly, so you have to keep them at the right spot. Or else once it like goes down a tiny bit, it cuts it off, and the downloading of the file stops. So it's really annoying.
That sucks.
Yep.
And is that all you've done, though?
Mostly, yeah. Just playing some CSGO and Space Engineers.
I've got to finish my ship in Space Engineers.
Yeah, I've got like 20 mods now, so I need to uninstall the ones I actually wasn't using.
Well, for me, I haven't really done a lot. I played quite a bit of Battlefront because my computer was fixed, which is really good.
You could actually connect to servers.
Yeah, I can actually now kind of connect to servers. There was something wrong, like my Battlefront wasn't updated and my graphics card driver wasn't updated, so I had to do that, and suddenly I'm able to join games now, instead of putting me in the empty games. So I played a round of Fighter Squadron and quite a few rounds of Walker Assault. Otherwise, no one else seems to be playing the other modes.
Yeah, and I've only played like 2 hours of the game, and it's already pretty boring.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Otherwise, I got Netflix, and that's been very fun.
Basically, Alex is just like never going to be doing anything social again. Until, like, they block everything on Netflix.
They wouldn't do that. Netflix was made available
they've
here.
They've censored so much stuff.
Yeah.
From what I've heard.
Whatever. Oh, look, there's a cat in here.
Well, there's two.
Yeah. Anyway, I am sick, so I'm probably going to sound pretty terrible. So.
Not that he doesn't.
Oh. Wow.
No, but I agree. This episode, you're going
to... Yeah, so we're going to try to keep it short. Sorry. Because I would like to put something out every week. That was one of my New Year's resolutions. But...
And so far, it's actually been followed for the two times.
Yeah, don't jinx it. So, what are we talking about this week? Why don't you say it?
Well, our topic is the new Rebels mid-season trailer.
Woohoo!
It was actually a pretty long trailer.
3 minutes and 13
which is
seconds.
Normally, trailers are shorter.
Yeah, 1:50 for a trailer, usually.
And it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm going to say.
What do you think was your favorite part of it? Call me old master.
Yeah, there were a lot of good parts.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What if the problem is, what if they would? That was just the those were just the only good parts of it.
I doubt it. Rebels, in my opinion, it's pretty good all across the board. I think that was just a trailer to get everyone excited by showing some of the biggest action pieces. I mean, the duel that we saw a little bit of at the end, Vader Ahsoka, which I'm super hyped for.
Even though
I'm gonna lose. What basically one of my childhood heroes, Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Take a lightsaber to the face.
Princess Leia was introduced.
Yeah. How great is that? Not voiced by Carrie Fisher, though, because Carrie Fisher doesn't sound like Carrie Fisher did when she was in A New
but
Hope.
But she looks pretty similar to the movies.
Like, yeah, I think they got her face dead on.
Except for Yoda.
Oh, Yoda. Oh,
my gosh. Yoda looks completely different.
He looks very weird.
His feet are bigger than his head.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like his design.
He's tall and skinny.
I wouldn't say tall.
He's sitting taller. On something. No, but he, like...
Oh, yeah.
He's
I think he feels a little bit stretched out, I guess. Right. But I wonder how Ezra is actually talking to him. Like, maybe he's meditating and... Because you know how Kanan did in the first season?
Yeah.
So maybe it's something like that. Except they actually see him.
And Darth Maul is back, you know? As if you thought, oh, you know, he's going to be in the Clone Wars. That's enough of him.
Yeah, I'm so glad he's back, actually. Because I really loved him in the Clone Wars. I've read the comic Son of Dathomir, which is until now, the last appearance of him in canon where... Mother Talzin, you know, the witch lady who brought him back, basically, she gets killed off, and he runs away, I think.
Okay, I thought she was killed in...
No, she came back.
Okay.
It was really weird. She kind of lived through him. Dathomiri witches are very odd, I think.
And I really liked it how in the Clone Wars, Darth Sidious, let's just say it's Darth Sidious,
Darth Sidious?
Well, you won't say Palpatine.
It was Sidious.
Because he was, like, acting as his Sith.
So. Yeah. I just like to call him the Emperor. But yeah, but he wasn't. When Sidious did go and attack him, killed Savage. Spoilers for the Clone Wars, killed Savage Opress, and...
Well, that was, like, years ago when that was out.
Oh, yeah, that actually came out on Netflix. That was a Netflix exclusive. So, the last appearance we saw, though, on, like, Clone Wars was Season 5... That moment. I love that arc so much. And he kills Satine.
That was such a shame.
I love Satine. Such a great character.
She did seem like an older version of Princess Leia. Like, caring, trying to do the best for people.
Yeah, I guess. What a surprise. They're actually good people in the galaxy.
Yeah.
But yeah... I'm so, so excited to see what he does in the season. I mean... He's talking to Ezra. Ezra's got that Sith holocron in his... Yeah, that was cool.
Interesting. And then Darth... I think there might be a fight between Darth Vader and Darth Maul.
I think...
He's probably going to be killed.
I think Maul has to go after Kenobi at some point.
Yeah, I was about to say, I bet Kenobi's going to be in this later. Like, maybe not in this season.
But season 3.
Later.
I think maybe the Maul stuff happens right at the end, and the next season picks up with Ezra maybe taking on... Because
they didn't show it in chronological order in the trailer.
Oh, no.
Because there were parts where Ezra was with them, and then Darth Maul, and then with them again.
Episode with Princess Leia, I believe, is the next episode. Because there's something that happens in that episode you haven't seen yet, but... They're on Lothal, and those ships come down in that. You see that? Like
They had different
legends. And the line where she's like, there's always a bit of truth in legends, when Ahsoka says that right at the beginning, and then you just see, like, the ships from KOTOR and from the Old Republic, like, the MMO, come through, and I was like, wow. I couldn't believe that those ships were in there. Like, I first saw this trailer very tired in the morning, and I was like, oh, this is great. And then I rewatched it, like, later in the day. I was like, wait a minute, those are the ships from KOTOR. And
so who were those guys exactly?
Which one?
The guys in the ships.
There was a teaser that came out earlier this week where Princess Leia gets out of one of those. Princess Leia works for the Empire, by the way. In the beginning
she was a senator.
She was like a senator or something. And so she works for the Empire, but she's not exactly happy about it. And of course
So were those the reinforcements?
Yeah, like remember, Hera's all like, Senator Organa is going to send some... He's sending reinforcements. Like, and I guess those are the reinforcements.
Yep.
And I can't wait to see Leia. Because Leia is the same age as Ezra is, about 14. Ezra was born about a day before. That's what Dave Filoni, the director of the series, said. He was born on Empire Day, and Padme gave birth about... day later, I guess, or maybe even on Empire Day.
I think it was Empire Day.
I don't know what Dave Filoni said, but I remember watching like an interview or something.
Let's just say they're the same age. Before or after.
Yeah, they're the same age. Yeah. Like by a day difference, I guess. But so
it's still cooler.
And even compared to Ezra, she's still like an adult. Like she's still the Leia, the general Leia we know.
She seems so much growing up.
Also, we're spoiling The Force Awakens this week on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's...
It's been long enough. It's
everyone who's going to see it has seen it. And now it's just more people are going back. I think I might try and go see it again. Hey, I really love the movie.
Or just wait until it's on Netflix.
Nah, they don't even have the other Star Wars on Singapore Netflix.
Probably because censorship for some reason.
They don't want people to see the Leia bikini scene, I guess.
Yeah. Nudity.
What else was noteworthy? The Third Inquisitor.
Yeah.
Who is that? We don't know.
It could have been... Could it have been Darth Maul?
No. I had a... Like, when I first saw that, I had a thought, like... You know, the Inquisitors, they only use double-bladed lightsabers. Yeah. Maybe he... Because Sidious said he had a role for Darth Maul when he struck him down in the Clone Wars. Maybe he was hired as to train the Inquisitors. That wouldn't explain the role of the Grand Inquisitor.
He's just the best.
He's maybe the top student, I guess, of Maul. That was a crazy theory I had. I don't necessarily think it's true, but
well,
it kind of makes sense. But I'm pretty sure other people can use a double-bladed lightsaber. There's actually some Force Awakens concept art where it's just like a sunset or something. You see this one figure and he's holding a lightsaber. One side of it is blue, the other side is red. It looks amazing. It looked really cool. There was the scene Kanan's holding a blue lightsaber and a red lightsaber.
Really? I thought it was white.
No, it was red. It wasn't Ahsoka's.
The colors in it really are odd sometimes in the lightsabers. Sometimes they
black,
do seem white.
Why? Yeah, that's because they're basing it off the lightsabers in A New Hope. Like, because they had, like, a flicker to them, and they kind of were a little bit shaky, and the color didn't shine through as well as they do in, like, the prequels or the new film. Because that was the technology they had in A New Hope. That's what they used.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different lightsabers in that one. They were really showing off the lightsabers.
Oh, yeah. I think
there was
they did that.
The green crossguard one.
Yeah.
So that must either be, like, based off the design, like what Kylo Ren did, or, like, a really
I think that's the, like, he found... Oh, I don't know.
Because you would have thought it would have been newer, because it didn't seem to have, you know, like, the flaming...
Well, the flicker of Kylo Ren's lightsaber is because he has a cracked kyber crystal. It's cracked.
Yeah.
Which is why it's unstable. So that one was just a stable one. Even the hilt was nicer.
Yeah.
So I guess that was built... I don't know. I can't wait to see it. Even though it's kind of... Maybe it's a little shameless. Like, oh, look, the Force Awakens just came out. There was a crossguard in this. Let's put a crossguard in that. But, you know, it'll...
Yep.
I still think it'll be great. And I kind of think it'll happen with Maul. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know when any of this takes place. I know that the duel will totally take place second to last or last episode.
Yeah.
Probably last.
And then
probably Ahsoka's last episode, too.
And there's a Jedi Guardian thing.
Oh, yeah,
those
guys. Jedi. I think they're called Sentinel. No, that's a class in Sotor.
Either the guys with the white lightsabers and masks.
No, they were yellow lightsabers.
They were yellow? Okay, I thought
they were like
so.
Yellow, whitish yellow.
They were white.
Even yellow. That in. Well, but that's because of the style.
Yeah, in the Clone Wars, they were yellow.
They were yellow.
But they were flamey.
No, they weren't flamey.
They seemed flamey. No, I meant in the Clone Wars. What was that? That was your brother.
Whatever.
Or a little girl. Or the same thing.
Sick burn. I wonder, like, and you see the Inquisitors facing off against them?
Yeah.
What role do they play? How is there, like, maybe it's like the flip coin if you, like, take a coin. One side is the Knights of Ren, the other side is, like, this Jedi cult.
Well, or it's just the Guardians of the Temples, and they've, like... Because they remember, they said their power is growing or something. The Jedi are growing.
No. That he said his... No, they said the darkness, it calls to him and Ezra. And then Yoda said, your power is growing, and with it, danger.
I think they said something about there's more Jedi, though.
I don't know, but I wonder why Ezra, Kanan has his lightsaber up, like, Jedi to Jedi.
Maybe it's just, like, to prove that he's good enough.
Or maybe, yeah, maybe they don't believe he's a Jedi or something.
Yeah. But also, he technically isn't.
You know what's interesting? Those guards we saw in the Clone Wars, but you know where we didn't see them? Episode 3, when the Jedi massacre happened at the Jedi Temple. We didn't see any of those. So maybe they
left
the Jedi Order.
Or they were sent away.
And maybe, I don't know, but that might explain why they weren't there.
Maybe they'll be more useful than in Season 5 of the Clone Wars.
Season 5.
They were honestly useless.
Well, the only appearance you see them is when they step out and, like, Barasafi, again, spoilers for the Clone Wars, Barasafi is running out, and then they step in, they bring their lightsabers out. I think they were actually double-bladed. And she turns around, goes out the window, and Anakin and her have a duel. And then you see them again bring Barasafi into the
Yeah, but the like they don't seem to do much. And the rest of those Jedi didn't help at all. I found that really annoying.
Yeah, there were like a bunch of Padawans there who could have been like... But again, they're Padawans. But they they were just younglings. They weren't even Padawans.
Swarm them. Sometimes numbers...
I don't know. I if I was a Jedi, I would not send my younglings... Like,
well, there were like 12 of them, so it's not like you've got.
Yeah, but if Barasafi just took her lightsaber and spun around, they are not properly trained yet, and they probably
there
just
was a teacher there.
Yeah, the teacher should have helped Anakin. Like, but Anakin's
and they,
a great
they all
Jedi.
Just stood there with their lightsabers on. Like they didn't even back off; they just stood there.
Speaking of Anakin, we see him in the thing, which basically confirmed the trailer. Basically confirms Ahsoka definitely knows that Vader is Anakin.
Because she was talking to him.
Oh yeah, there was that line where it's like, why did you leave? Do you know what I have become? So
that was
great.
Such a sad thing in the Clone Wars when she left.
Oh yeah, I cried.
I was going to, but now I'm
Yeah, I thought we'd never see Ahsoka again until season one of Rebels, Fulcrum. So great.
They're probably going to bring in Obi-Wan.
You know, I was talking to my mum about this because I was talking about the trailer yesterday at dinner, and I mentioned who we haven't seen yet. We haven't seen Obi-Wan, and who is Obi-Wan, like who was with Obi-Wan for a lot of the Clone Wars? Commander Cody.
Well, he did betray them.
Ooh. Well, he totally betrayed...
He still had the chip is what I meant.
Yeah, exactly. We saw... Oh, I completely forgot. So he might still work for the Empire, or he might have retired when Palpatine...
He'd be pretty old.
Yeah, he'd be as old as Rex and Gregor and Wolf. Wolf and Gregor actually stayed behind. What's his name? He tweeted me the other... what's his name? Pablo Hidalgo. I don't know how to pronounce it. He's the story executive at Lucasfilm, so he knows everything. All the books, all the TV shows, all the movies.
Okay. And he tweeted you.
Well, no, I tweeted another guy saying, at Pablo Hidalgo, confirmed that Starkiller Base can actually move. And then Pablo Hidalgo replied saying, yes, that's true. And he explained how. And then also the guy I tweeted, Mr. Sunday Movies, who hosts The Weekly Planet, one of my favorite podcasts. He actually also tweeted.
Apart from this one, of course.
Of course, yeah, this is my favorite podcast. Sorry, Utinicast. Otherwise, what else is there super noteworthy in the trailer?
There was an Empire star, like a destroyer.
There was a weird Star Destroyer.
The weird one.
But do you remember there was also that weird one?
The gravity one.
Yeah, gravity wells. That's what they were creating to pull them out of hyperspace. But also, there's that one part where you see Mandalorians too. And so... It feels like Maul, Mandalorians, maybe there's something still going on there. And also, Sabine, she says Rex. Like, she's calling out, like, what happens to Rex? Do you think Rex survives this season? I think you can't kill off Ahsoka and Rex at the same time, but I think they probably might. Like, I think Ahsoka and Rex might go together to face Vader, because they both know who it is.
Remember the chips and Cody?
Mm.
The Clone Wars.
Mm.
That was so sad.
Well, when
they killed him.
When Top died and then Fives died.
They had no reason to kill Fives. They could have put it on stun mode, honestly.
Well, he was reaching for a blaster and they didn't know if that was on stun mode. But even that... Come on, Commander Thorn. That's literally... It was a Fox, if I remember.
I think it was Fox.
Thorn. I think it was Thorn, actually. Yeah, it was Thorn. I don't know. It's one of the two. They're both wearing red armor. But they shoot him, and I was just like, no!
And, honestly, Anakin could have done something through that.
Through the ray shield? No. But I think it'd be weird to show him, like, he uses a force or something through the ray shield, and then in episode 3, when they're ray shielded, he doesn't use the force there. I think they would...
I just find they underutilize the force so much. At least in Rebels, they use it quite a bit more often.
Yeah. And... Part of that is because... Am I going to throw up? What the hell? Part of that is because Clone Wars focused more on the Clone Wars, while Rebels focuses on the training of Ezra, the Force, the...
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why the Force is used more, and we know more about the Force because of it. And, you know, Ezra has, like, a super ability to communicate with animals. Or just anyone, I guess. It's actually pretty good. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it reminds me. I saw a really good infographic from Reddit about the Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The trilogies, the two trilogies.
Yeah.
Like, who used what abilities the most, who used the Force the most. It was really interesting. And, like, the duels.
Mm. One of the things... What was I going to say? Something about... I don't even know. Something about Ezra, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I'll just cut that out. Is there anything else you want to mention from the trailer? The Third Inquisitor, people have actually compared his helmet. Because people zoomed in. It looks a lot like the Force Unleashed. You know, if you went bad at the end, you died, kind of, and you were brought kind of back in, like, the Sith suit of armor, and you've got the sweet-ass helmet. It looks a lot like that Third Inquisitor's. Maybe that's just an homage, but I don't know. And a lot of people have actually said that looks a lot like a Knight of Ren concept art helmet. So maybe people are saying, I wonder if Inquisitors has something to do with the Knights of Ren, but I doubt it, because in that flashback from The Force Awakens, Ren was the only one with the lightsaber. Kylo Ren.
Yeah. And not to mention, he wasn't born then.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people have been like, whoa, in this trailer, Ezra looks a lot like Adam Driver, and he also has a crossguard saber.
He wasn't born then. Yeah,
but no, he Ezra is the same age as Leia.
Yeah, exactly.
And Han. And Luke. He'd be... No, not Han. Han's older. He'd be the same age as Leia and Luke. He'd be old.
Exactly. That's just saying he couldn't be their child then.
Yeah. And, yeah, how would...
Unless, like...
How would Ezra be Ben Solo? We're spoiling The Force Awakens. Yeah. Whatever. It's a dumb theory, of course. When I first saw Old Master, I thought, Snoke? But then I looked closer, I freezed it, you can see the face tattoos, the Zabrak face tattoos.
Yeah, I saw that straight away.
I didn't, but...
The voice as well.
I had my brightness turned down. And the voice, it was kind of Snoke-y, as in it was a little high-pitched, but then when he says, Master, it goes into the Maul, and I was like, oh, it's Maul. When I watched it the second time, I thoroughly enjoyed this trailer. I'm so excited for Rebels to come back next week, Wednesday the 20th.
Great, we're not going to see Alex on Wednesday either.
Well, no, I've got Flash, Arrow, Star Wars Rebels, and Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, what a spoiled boy.
I'm not spoiled. All right, I think that'll just about do it. Yeah, pretty short, 20 minutes, it's fine.
There was a new Deadpool trailer released 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
I have.
Because it was age-restricted, and that YouTube account was different. I forgot my YouTube password for the other one.
I've seen it. It's really... They're all really good trailers. But yeah,
let's watch it now.
What? No.
Yes.
No, just finish the episode first.
Go away.
What? No. Let's finish the episode first. We can talk about it next week. Okay. So where can we find you, Luke?
You can find me on YouTube at LukesTechTV. Eventually this year there will be videos. I can guarantee that.
You said this year, guys. This year.
This year.
I somehow doubt it.
Well, I mean, I need to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to. The product doesn't have to go on YouTube.
Whatever.
And on Twitter at LukesTechTV and on Facebook at LukesTechTV.
And you can find me on Twitter at MixUpPixels.
Yeah, Alex is boring. He doesn't have anything else. You might start Twitch streaming, won't you?
Eventually. It deleted XSplit when I restarted, so I'll just get that. But yeah, you can find us on our Twitter. Yeah, collectively.
Official Geek Pod.
And on the email, feedback at geek-podcast.com. And the website, geek-podcast.com, where we do blogs, kinda, and...
By we mean Alex. And by kinda, we mean, like, none this year.
None so far. But yeah, thank you very, very much for listening, guys. And I will see you next time.
Well, we will see you next time.
We will.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Unless Alex gets really sick again.
I think it'll clear up. Do you got a quote to end the episode?
I thought that was your job.
No, you can say it too. Okay, we'll go for a Rebels one.
Oh, God.
There are things more frightening than death. That's what the Grand Inquisitor says just before he falls to death.
Theoretically, there isn't really. Oh, yeah, okay, there is. If it kills you, if it doesn't kill you.
What the... Okay, I'm ending it here. Goodbye, guys.